Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. Four of the last five NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.
Carolyn was on That's a Gay Ass podcast, I think a year ago, talking about the Traitors and Survivor, and now you're back to dish on a lot that's going on in the Survivor Traitor verse. But before we do so, Carolyn, you look stunning. How the fook are you?
Do I have a filter? Did you have like a special thing on my face?
No, I just think it's your aura.
Or the lighting? Yeah, the lighting is every, because I can literally look like a gremlin in the closet if it's dark.
Yeah.
How are you looking good with your lights all down like that?
I have a ring light that is pointed at a white wall, then reflecting onto my face. But before we get into what's happening, we're recording this on a Wednesday. Tonight is when Survivor 50 premieres. Tomorrow is the Traitors finale. But you also just posted that people frequently ask when searching you if you have a disability. Would you like to give a response or clear the air?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't. And what's like, I don't. It's like, can someone just like maybe Google? But it's fine. Here's the difference though between then and now. Because I never used to Google myself, because when I did, it would be, but crackhead is no longer at the top of the search. So for that, I am grateful.
Congratulations.
However,
yeah,
I feel good about that. But I never used to, because I learned that early on, don't Google yourself, don't read the comments. But I was like, hey, you know, let me just give it a whirl and see what's at the top of the search. And I was shocked. And again, this is nothing new where people are trying to diagnose me or ask what's wrong with me. But it's like, do I give off that like vibe where like something is so out of pocket with me that like I must be like either have a disability or have some, like on crack, or do I give that off to you?
You do not. It is interesting though to see it go from crack to disabled, and I think that a lot of people are projecting their own interest in diagnosing themselves, because you don't you think that so much happening right now is like, oh, for example, if we take it to the Traitors, Ron Funches literally was diagnosed by the fans as being autistic. Then he went to do a search or like doctors and shit, and he is. So I think people are just like trying to look within and then projecting onto you.
Here, and everybody thought I was diagnostic. Everybody during the season said the same thing. You're autistic. You're autistic. I've been tested. I'm not. If I were, and maybe I got misdiagnosed and I am, I don't give a crap, because there's nothing that I would change about myself. And for the people who have said to me, like, it makes it easier to live. It makes it so for me, what my autism diagnosis did for me is what it helped me learn how to function better. I don't want to learn how to function better. Like, I am perfectly okay just like this. And so I think it is very, if that helps Ron, then sure. I didn't look at it like that. I didn't look at Ron. I looked at Ron coming out there as this blooming flower of sunshine, and then I looked at it as he got beaten down. You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, he wasn't opening up or talking to people, but he did that, I feel like, after people, like after that round table, people wouldn't even go in the same room as him. So in my opinion, like, then you go and like something's wrong with me, and you listen to what people are saying online, and then go get, if that works for you, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
But I feel like that was such a situational thing.
It was very layered, because people really did point their judgmentalness to Ron on the show. And by the way, I think that I love that there's a lot more attention being paid to like neurodivergence. I think it is helpful for maybe I have no fucking idea either, but I do think like the tools of it all is exciting and interesting. But on the other side of it, it is such a personal journey, and to then be diagnosed by people watching your reality competition show is a different experience. Before we get into the traders questions, because you know I have so many because I am a very big fan of the show, are you allowed to talk about BTS on the traders now? Has anything changed since we last spoke? Did you sign like an ironclad NDA and you can't say anything behind the scenes? I just want to get a temperature check before.
Yes, I believe we're just not supposed to talk about it. I believe it's like behind the scenes production stuff. I don't think we're ever.
Well, then I will respect the boundary, but I will ask a very then zoomed out question to start. Because when we talk about Ron Funches, when we talk about the like gameplay, it is a social game.
Yep.
My curiosity is about Ron talking about what happened off camera. In fact, he said he's gotten a little bit in trouble by saying like what Dorinda said off camera that was sort of like brought into the roundtable. I'm not going to get into specifics, but generally speaking, is there a lot of time that you're bonding with the cast off camera, like not doing the actual show itself?
Here's my opinion. I feel like, I feel like, no, I personally don't feel like there's this ton of time to like go in because there's so much like stopping and starting versus with Survivor, the cameras are just like rolling the whole time. You're out there throughout the evening. Like they're just, they never really stop. And with this, yes, there's like cameras in the house of or the castle, but it's not like, I feel like unless like a camera guy is coming up on you, people aren't really like going in front of the cameras that they already have like in the house to like have a conversation in front of the camera.
But there's scheduled
times that you can talk, you know, and talk game and talk. There's so much in and out of that. So it's like, as far as like getting to know each other and like actually like, there's really not, unless you're waiting, before a challenge, because we will change for the challenge or for the missions and then go. But a lot of it is like, we need silence. So there's not, in my opinion, there is not a whole ton of time to like really be bonding with these people. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, you're just kind of staring while the crew is setting up a shot and you have to stand in silence. Then, since we are recording this right before the finale airs, and when this episode comes out on Monday, the finale will have just aired. Do you have any predictions for what's going to happen?
At this point, I just hope that it's just Rob. I don't even want Eric. Just Rob. That's all. And I am kind of one of those people that believes like he came in there later as a traitor. And what the heck has he done? And so Rob's earned it. And so I think, like, who would be a satisfying winner at this point? You think Eric would be? No, he just
Good
wouldn't
point.
Be. Tara and Johnny? Absolutely not. Who else is left? The dancing guy, whoever.
Oh, yeah, Mark.
I'm sure is lovely on the outside world, but like if he won, girl, uh-uh. So it's not the only, in my opinion, the only satisfying winner is just only Rob. So I am praying that Rob throws Eric under as well. Yeah, I don't need those two winning it together.
Isn't it funny to have us sit here and be rooting for a white straight man? But I'm the same way. Like, I really think that he has proven that he is, like, an expert at the game. And sure, does pretty privilege play a factor a little bit? But at the end of the day, the man is playing the game better. He has some sort of, like, ability to push down emotions in a way that only a straight man could, because I fear that if I was on that show, I don't know how you did it.
You see me? Girl.
Yeah, but you lasted a very long time.
Yeah, but I was crumb a hot mess. But yeah, thank you.
I just think the way that Eric has been acting as a traitor, I fear that's how I would be acting if I was all of a sudden forced to lie. But that being said, they are accepting applications for civilians for the next season, and I'm very much considering applying, so I might have to off-camera ask you for some advice.
You better get on that, because I'm sure that's been out for a while.
March 10th is when they end it, and I'm really playing the procrastination game.
Get your thing in.
I should. I really should. What do you say to people that are saying that the remaining cast is boring?
Here's what's up. And I think somebody was talking about this, and I don't know if it was Lynn who used to say this, Lynn Spillman. I read this somewhere, heard this somewhere. Like, you need to look at each cast person like individually. And if it was just, I think it was Lynn who said this, and if it is just that one person left, are they going to be able to make the show? That's what and it's like, I get that there cannot be a million screaming, you know, banshees. There can't be like a million and wild crazies, and there can't be. But isn't it funny how like all of them are out right away? It's true.
I know. Well, Bob the drag queen was gone immediately, and that's like who would have been some of the best TV. I do think that Lisa Rinna, I have interviewed her. I adore her. I think she's a master of making a headline. I was shocked how long she lasted, because I do think that she was a little performy as a traitor.
Yeah. But it's like, what are you supposed to do out there? And
that's
honestly,
true.
What sucks is like this show doesn't like reward. If you're loud, that's the thing. Like people, that's where I get like if people are being boring, I kind of get it, because it's like the second you start. Because I remember myself going out there and I was like, screw this, I'm just gonna like be crazy. But I went a little too crazy at first, even before they picked the traitors, and then I was like, crap, I gotta be quiet. So then it was like, then people pay attention to that. But it's like everything, you're just paranoid about everything. But the second like you speak up, or you, it just draws attention to you. So you don't want to be freaking banished, but at the same time, you like you're on a TV show, so
right.
It's such, you want to actually make it far in the TV show. So in my opinion, it's like, it's not even all about like winning. It's just, but that's a hard balance to like juggle. Being like entertaining enough, but also not getting banished. It's hard.
Yeah, I do not know how people do it. That's again why I think Rob has played a great game, because people are so captivated by him, even though he's not making a big stink. I do worry though about the emotional health. I do worry a little bit about people's mental capacity to stay in the game that long, because you can tell by like the recent episodes, Rob's eyes are getting a little tired. To have to lie for that amount of time, even just as a faithful to play that game, I can only imagine the toll it takes. Did you remember feeling like a weight lifted off your shoulders when you did end up leaving?
I was literally like, it was amazing, 100%, blah, 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 blah. Loved it. Would do it again in a minute. Like it was amazing. But yes, it was, in my opinion, harder than Survivor. It was the
really?
mental like toll of, because I feel like, again, with like a lot of these housewives and stuff are used to like the stop, start schedule and like going in and out of game mode. And I remember even when we would have like a break day, I was like, can we just keep going? Because it's like, I don't want to go out of game mode. Or even if you call home, or if you, it's like, no, I just want to focus on game. Versus Survivor, it's just, you know, there's no like, all right, we're going to have a break. But you need those breaks, because as a trader, you were staying up so damn late at night. So it's like, you're exhausted. And I remember so many times I was like, I can't even form a sentence. I felt so drained. Like I just, and so I look at him. Yeah, I see it, because especially as a trader, those are late nights. They're late. And so you can see it, but you just get worn out. Versus Survivor, I feel like I didn't feel like that until like the final tribal.
Oh yeah, that's interesting. What about, do you think then like when it comes to the mental toll is real, but what about like the social element of like friendship and dating? Is it the type of environment that people can flirt? And is there, do you think, obviously no specific names, but do you think there's like people sleeping around to like release stress at least?
Maybe now they're sleeping around like after the show, but out there, like there ain't no hooking up that can happen. Absolutely
all
not.
Right.
But maybe they are now because they met on the show or something. There might
be
people.
Would be a hot. I would love to read that like romantic fantasy about like we did the, you know, primetime network competition reality show. We built a bit of a rapport, and then the second the camera stopped rolling, my fucking tunic was ripped open, and I was devoured by Donna Kelsey.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be shocked by that, but I don't, like, there ain't no time to be, like, doing that shit, though, out there. There's just
Well, that's true. I'm also looking at the cast list now, and I'm like, I don't really see... I mean, besides, like, every... Besides Dorinda foaming at the mouth for Rob, I can't actually see any... Although, can we talk about Survivor... Rob from Survivor, he can get it. I don't know what it is about watching him. Because, and listen, I became a Survivor stan from interviewing you and Parvati. So that's how I sort of got on the bandwagon. Of course, the strong women who have done the show. So I'm not as well versed in the men. And Rob Sesternino, is that how you say his last name? I know he didn't last long on Survivor. I mean, on Traitors, but he made me feel a little something.
Oh, wow. That's no, he looked good out there. Like, he got his outfits, like, he must have had like a little bit of help as well. He was good. I was so sad when he left, because it's like, especially he hadn't been on TV in so long, and he's just such a lovable person. He's somebody who's just easy to root for, who, like, we wanted to see out there. He wasn't on 50. He got to go. Like, I was so happy when I heard he was going out there. And
and then, well, you know what, maybe this will spur a renewed reality career for him, or at least just him being on camera, because tall, and you know there's body hair. I'm just gonna keep it there. Since we brought up Survivor for a quick moment, I want to say that Survivor 50 is crazy. 25 years, 50 seasons. Regarding casting, Jeff Probst said, we've had many players call us and say, I only want to do Survivor again. That makes an impression on us. We take note of that loyalty and we appreciate it, but we definitely don't demand it. Do you think doing Traitors hurts people's chances of being asked back to do Survivor?
I feel like I've gotten so much crap for this, like, and I, for anyone, like, too, because it's so long, it, like, truly, it's been a while, and so I feel like 100%, like, am I over it now? Yes, I am, but in that moment, yes, like, that's how I felt, and that doing other shows, that's how I felt, 100%. But then again, you can argue there's other people there who've done other shows, and there's other, and that's where I'll say I'm not at, like, I don't think of myself in any category or realm of a Suri, of a Parvati, of a Sandra, of a, I am not, like, I have not earned my, like, role like that. So I would never expect the same treatment, nor would I expect to, like, I expect to be on 50 either. So it's, I, like, see, you know what, well, I'm saying?
But yes, I totally get what you're saying.
If you look off of those words, like, you know, like, and that's all I've done in the past was, like, these are the words. And so, like, of course, yeah, it hurt. I'm in, hello, do you know who I am? Like, I'm an emotional person. I feel things, and then it takes me a minute, and then I get over it. So it's,
but
like,
I think what you're saying that really resonates with me, and I think a lot of people watching it, whether it's talking about Survivor or anything we really want, is that you are hurt because you care. And I think that a lot of what I do as, like, self-talk to myself is when I'm really stressed, anxious, upset about something, I try to zoom out and say, you are upset because it matters to you. And I think at the end of the day, it's a compliment to your experience on the show. It's a testament to the community that you have built, to the response from the viewers, that there's a reason why it's become a conversation piece about you doing 50. It's because you are a person that connects with so many viewers. And I think at the end of the day, feel our feelings 100%, but also try to take a semblance of positivity that this conversation has happened because you are beloved, and you don't need to, you know, agree with what I'm saying, because I know you're a humble queen, but it's really I love to see that people were gunning for you to be on there, because you really are so great on and off camera.
And I don't, like, the thing too, it's like, God, I'm someone who, I've done so much freaking work on myself, okay, like, mentally, and, like, when I, before doing Survivor, didn't I cry last time? I'll cry again. Before doing Survivor, I had done so much, like, just, I was so proud of myself, I was so, just like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm not saying I was shocked that people kind of, like, side-eyed me and stuff, but it still hurt, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not like I'm not used to being looked at like something's wrong with me. Like, I'm used to it by now, but it still hurt because I really was, like, so excited to go out there and, like, play as myself. It hurt while I was out there. Afterwards, like watching it back, I was like, oh, this is great. I didn't like, it wasn't like, this hurts my feelings. And it's like the same thing on Traitors. You know what I mean? I go out there and people like the batshit crazy. And then I was crying. There's an episode where I'm crying to Jeremy and he's like, don't listen to them. And it's like, it hurts sometimes. And so I remember thinking like, gosh, if I even get the call for 50, like what's my strategy going to be? Because my strategy hurts my feelings sometimes. It does. But I don't think it's like doing Survivor after the final tribal. Again, I was happy that Jam won, but it like beat me down. It did break me down. It made me feel like, what the heck's wrong with me? You know? And so then I do all this therapy to just like build myself back up again because I know who I am and all of that crap. So I have to constantly do that. And then going out on Traitors towards the end, and I'm like, what is wrong with me again? And then I have to build myself back up again. But it's like, what hurts is like, even when people will say things like, you know, she just thinks she's so like, wait, she's better than the show now. And she's gotten to her head. I am literally a freaking dork who is literally a dork on TV who people really, for the most part, don't listen to. Or people will be like, she always plays the victim, or she always, you go out there and have people not listening to you. Well, then change something about yourself. That's the point. I don't want to. So does it hurt sometimes? Yes. But do I think that like I deserve to be on 50 and I should have been there above? No. Everybody, like I do believe like everything happens for a reason. And, but of course that hurt. And when you read articles like that, like loyalty to the show, I knew the second I agreed to do Traitors, like, well, there's a possibility. But even if I would get a call in the first place. So it's like, I don't think like and I certainly don't think that I am even on the level. That's why, I mean, I had to do so much like self-talk just to convince myself that I deserve to be on Traitors. Yeah. I'm out there with Tony, Boston, Rob, Jeremy, and then me. So it's like anyone who thinks like that, oh, I don't think I'm shit. I don't think I'm shit.
Anybody who thinks that you are have grown a crazy ego is just not paying attention, because you are consistent 100% of the time. But it's also because you wear your heart on your sleeve, I think that that is what makes me feel so good to talk to you. And if I can put my therapist hat on for a second, just because I'm so curious about you as a person, I, as like a gay guy, have very much like that feeling of being othered, right? Like if I ever feel like I'm being treated like a freak, or people are saying behind my back, what a fucking weirdo, no one understands him, he's dramatic, whatever it is, that like comes from, you know, me growing up and having mm-hmm. three straight brothers and being in St. Louis, Missouri, and blah, blah, blah. Would you say, deep question, but I'm curious, would you say you have like a core wound or an experience that you had as a young person that gave you this very understandable perspective of feeling misunderstood?
Yeah, because that's how I grew up. I mean, it was always like, what's like, why do you talk like this? Why, you're weird. I've heard that my whole life. Like, you're weird. And again, I have learned to embrace it, but it doesn't mean that sometimes I don't get in my head, especially in like an environment where I'm not sleeping, I'm not eating. Of course, it's going to hurt me, and stuff still can hurt me. That's why I don't search stuff. It's not that like, I don't care what people think, I'm not that cool. It's that I don't want to read it, and I'm not going to subject myself to it because it will hurt. I don't know. There's like a lot of wounds that we have that I don't think I'll ever be cured or healed from, but it's like, I'm not going to trigger myself with certain situations or things. So,
yeah.
But overall, like, no, I'm proud as hell of myself, and I would never ever change. Like, I would never, well, I'm going to go out there and be normal. No, because I'm not. So it's like, I say all of this like I'm fine, but does it hurt my feelings sometimes? Yes, I'm a human. And yes, well, absolutely, I'm used to that shit. And yeah. So I'll do all this work and then it's like get in my head. And so it's just a never ending, like I'll always be working on this.
Right. And I also do think that we're sort of dealing with the fact that the internet was maybe a mistake for humanity, because to have that many people have that much access to us and be able to see how many people have... To be able to see all people's thoughts about us on the internet, I mean, you have it 3,000 times more than me, but like, it is quite an experience to see strangers have very strong opinions about the way you talk or the way you act.
And I don't read it when I say that. I remember I stayed off TikTok during the season. I am not act other than when I like was searching. I was looking. I don't even know what I was doing, but I know I'm in such a like better place. Like I would never have done that when Survivor was like first airing. I never would have been like, I just don't, but I don't go searching for it. I don't seek it out because I know that it would hurt my feelings. So what's the point?
Well, then I'm curious.
Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. Four of the last five NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com, and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.
We zoom out for a second from the traitors and survivor of it all. What has your life been like outside of talking about those shows? What is like really feeding you, fueling you, exciting you today?
So it's just like, I'll just be the first, or what came to, well, my son, obviously. And what's the winters here, I'm not going to lie, are terrible. And so he's got hockey like nonstop. And so I am 100% one of those like moms who's like always, but I'm not going to lie. It's like sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, this is just a lot and it's cold and it's, so we have a vacation coming up. So I'm excited for that. But this winter specifically, like when you're like, what's been bringing me joy? I immediately think of my son.
I have to interrupt because you brought up hockey. Are the hockey parents talking about heated rivalry at all?
No, none. I don't think
it hasn't hit the Minnesota hockey leagues.
No, it's not like it's hard for me at like these events and stuff. Like I'm not gonna lie, like I do my best, but I wouldn't say I'm like fitting in with anyone really.
It's giving what like heteronormative. We're only talking about Yellowstone.
It's hard. I remember there was one day I went to a game and I was like, it was right after we had, Alex Preti had been murdered here. And yeah. I remember I'm like, I had to go to a game and I'm like, who do I sit next to? And so I decided to sit by myself because I was like, I don't really know what, like where people are at, what lane they're in. And I don't want to have a conversation about how the weather is today when all of this is happening. So like, it's just been a hard winter. I'll be real. Like all the ice stuff, it's been a shit show here. And so I would be lying if I said, when you're like, what's making me happy? I don't know. Cause it's been really effing hard. And yeah. The only time that I have felt like over the last few months, the only time that I feel like some amount of peace is when I'm volunteering, when I'm helping people, when I'm out in the community, when I'm literally protesting or gathering food or doing something. Like I'm hosting tomorrow I'm hosting a finale party for traders. All of the money I'm donating. So like I can't not do something right now. So my heart is so much into the community stuff. And yeah. It has been so cool to just see so many people here just like come together and just support one another. It's incredible. So being out and being a part of that, oh my gosh, when it's negative 20 some degrees and people are marching, that's like what's been like, because it's been honestly like really hard here. It has been. It's just been gross.
I've been thinking about you and obviously everybody in Minneapolis and in Minnesota. Like it is unimaginable to understand how fraught it must be just walking around even just the street.
I've been depressed. So like the last, I'm just being real. The last several months have just been like, oh my, and I read it and I obsess. And then it's like, there's different kinds of people. There's the ones who are just not addressing it at all. Like nothing is happening. So I don't know know which type of person frustrates me more, but like how I'm living, it's like, how can you not want to be like doing something to help or do? So we did a bunch of the survivor people. We all came together. We did a fundraiser or we did an auction. So I was auctioning off phone calls. I wrote a poem, which is really good, by the way. And I sold my shorts from Survivor, my burned crispy shorts. you know what I'm saying? All money donated to Minnesota Immigrant Law Center Minnesota Immigrant Law Center. So we've just, my heart has been with the community and it's just been hard, man. And girl, I get like, especially in the winter, it's like, gosh, it's cold. I don't want to be depressed, but like, no, it's getting better. The sun is out. It's not getting better here, but like,
it's not. Well, here's the deal, is we're recording this at the end of February, which is canonically one of the worst times of year for winter. And I feel like I'm now being an asshole for wearing a tank top, but unfortunately I am living in a place that, and by design, I moved here. My seasonal depression in New York, it was so intense, and I know everybody has it. And right now, New York too is like their 15th blizzard. I just send my light and warmth and fuck ice and thank you for using your platform for good. And I do think that there is a real light around the corner, which is spring, your vacation, and people like me will stop asking you about Survivor 50 casting.
Which, no, I'm totally, girl, I had so many, and I was doing so much, like, I still, like, over the winter, it's like, I'll travel and do this. I was doing a bunch of the drag shows, which I love, like, doing, like, Parf does them too. They're so fun, so I did a bunch of those this summer, did one in the winter. When did I do it? November, December? I did my little Taco Bell commercial. Yes. I've learned that I'm not an actress. I don't know if I could ever know.
Carolyn, you did a great job in the commercial, and I'm not going to name her, but there is a Bravo queen who has gotten multiple big commercials, and every time I'm like, not everyone's an actor, and that's okay. But I do think that you are natural in front of the camera. Why do you think you're not a good actor? What was hard for you?
So I get the script, and by script, I mean like three lines. Okay, right. So how hard is that going to be? Well, I wanted to like, this is like, I'd never done a commercial. So I was like, I'm going to really prepare for this. So I'm like rehearsing, I'm practicing it the night before, I'm doing everything. And then I get there and I'm like, we got something to talk. And I scream it and they're like, whoa, whoa, what are you doing? What's going on? I was like, I was so proud of myself. Like, I practiced all night. They're like, no, this is whispering. This would be like if you were like, hey, we need to. Yeah. I was like, oh. So I always like miss like that part. And then
did you take the direction? Were you able to give the whisper once they told you to?
Yeah.
And that's a good actor, Carolyn. You take the note. That's a good actor.
I will say, like, I had somebody approach me once about doing this. I don't even know. Some bootleg movie, okay? This was a few years ago. And I'm like, I'm not, okay, so I go to, like, the script reading or, like, what do you call that? Where everybody gets together and, like.
The table read, yeah.
Oh, my. I was like, I need to excuse myself. Like, this is just not, I can't do, like, and I remember I'm like, and I had Reed Kelly, who was a Survivor person. He was trying to help me. And he's like, Carolyn, this, and he's done, like, Broadway stuff. And he's like, this is what you need to do. And blah, blah, blah. And I'm like. He's like, wow, no, just keep practicing. And I'm like, something with my brain, I can do like improv or I can do, but I can't play any other character other than me. And so I don't know.
Well, it's, you know, hard. What we say on That's a Gay Ass Podcast is we love our character actresses, and every character actress does bring a certain part of herself into every single one of her roles. So maybe you, Carolyn Weegar, are giving character actress.
Well, I'm in, and that's the thing too, man. It's like, I live here in Minnesota. It's so hard to like, ugh.
No, I think that you should continue to book big national campaigns. And
I hope it's hard.
But it's also, we should give Carolyn a chance to improv and make it her own, because that's where the magic. I mean, I just saw the clip going around again of your first interview on Survivor where you're like, what do I say? And they go just like, I'm Carolyn, I'm a sober counselor.
You're saying who I am? And it's
but
like,
then,
I do.
But then the magic came. Then the magic came out of you.
Never would have thought that would be on there. And again, I'm not thinking. And I think that's like, that's what I like about myself too. And even when I watch the show, any show, you can tell, when it's like authentic, and you can tell when somebody's putting it on. And so I enjoy that about myself, that I don't think before I speak. And, you know, it gets me in trouble sometimes, and it gets me just, it ain't the best all the time. However, I like it.
Oh, me too. Me fucking too. Before we go into our next topic, I just want to do a few quick fire traders questions, just since we are in the middle of the finale airing and traders craze. How did you feel Candace did as a trader on this season?
I thought she did good. Like, and that's the thing. I know that she's been kind of coming at Rob a little, and I think that's more so probably just like for fun. I think that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like people a lot of the times are just like starting drama, like just for the fun of it. I don't think she like loves Rob or anything, but I think that it's more for like, isn't that what housewives do?
Yeah, they get mad and then they react. And I think she's reacting.
Yep. I think that she was playing a game where she thought that the traders were going to stick together, and then it was too late. I think she really was trying to like be like loyal to the traders, and then she had that one in there. So I think Rob's, playing a great game, but I'd be pissed too. And by the time that it was she's voted out or banished, it's like everyone was with Rob, so she was screwed. But I think that she was trying so hard to truly stick with the housewives, or excuse me, stick with the traitors and stay loyal to the traitors until she realized like that ain't, that it's not happening with Rob. Clearly.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the housewives, are you reading all this stuff that Lisa Rinna said at the reunion? Something crazy went down with Colton that they might not even air. What's your take on that?
I'm shocked that he was cast. I'm just going to be real. I was, and I'm somebody who has like a history of like not stalking, but of domestic abuse. And it's like, I'm not saying he would, again, I'm not saying
of
that
you, of you being the victim of that. Yeah.
Yes. And I just, it's any sort of like, when there's anything like that towards a woman, it's like, to me, it's like, and that's why like you have someone like Tom Sandoval, and I'm not comparing the two, but I'm saying like, he was like last season's like, people like poked fun at him and he cheated. You know what I mean? It's different. He was like the hated, most hated man or whatever. Like with Colton, it's like, wow. And I did do like a little bit of a deep dive after, and I was shocked. And so it's just, it's, I know that people can change 100%. People can change. It just, I was just really surprised after reading some of the stuff about him. It shocked me.
I was surprised too that he wanted to go on the show. And I think that I understand that maybe he's trying to show people a different side of him, but then the side that he did show was like a pretty intense game player that was like kind of like poking Lisa for her nasty side to come out. And I do, that's what, because I, from what I have people that know him that are friends with him, and they say that he has grown and changed, and I really do believe that people should get a second chance, but I do find it to be just an interesting decision as a public persona to go on a show where you are letting yourself be edited again, and then to go on a show where it's built to be manipulating and deceiving people. It's just that choice after your history, I agree, is sort of like a, okay. I mean, I do wonder if I were to interview him, I do wonder if he feels that it was a net positive doing the show. I hope it's a yes for him, just because I hope he's happy. But it was a risk for him to do this show, I say.
Expect that people are going to creep into your past. Expect that people are going to then dig and bring all of this stuff up that you may not have wanted them to. Because I think, of course, wasn't this the next time he was on TV since then? So, of course, I think people are going to be like, oh, what's he from? Oh, snap. And all that stuff's going to come up. So while I do, yes, I believe people can change and yada, yada, yada. It's just, I'm not saying that he deserves any treatment that he got or deserves to be bullied or anything like that. I just feel like it's kind of like, even me, when I go on TV, I shouldn't be surprised when people ask if I'm on crack. And I'm not shocked. You know?
Oh,
man. But it's true.
I think a fun dinner party game to play would be, let's go around the table and say, what would trolls on Twitter or Instagram say about you if you were on The Traitors or a big reality show? People for you say you're on crack. People for me would say that, I don't know, maybe something about like being too gay. Maybe always talking about my chest hair. I don't know. What about for the Traitors casting of it all? Another controversial person was Michael Rapaport. I was sort of surprised that they also cast him on the show, but maybe they're just trying to put divisive people on for the clicks, for the engagement. That might be one of their strategies.
Right? But like, and I'm not going to lie, did I like agree? I didn't know who he was before. Of course, he's this like controversial figure, but like, I ain't gonna lie. So I might sound like a hypocrite, but when he was gone, I was kind of missing him. And I hate to say it, but I like the drama. I'm watching TV.
You know, here's the deal, is that Michael Rapaport makes me ashamed to say he is a fellow Jewish person like me. I've got a gorgeous necklace of a Star of David that I am proud to wear, but seeing his on screen made me like feel like, should I be hiding it? Just because he is, you know, a hateful man, but the man also knows how to be on television. I mean, who would have known him shoveling food into his mouth with the plate attached to his chin would be meme so many times? Like, I do think it added a certain je ne sais quoi to the show, and now we have most of the drama is, you know, Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski, you know, wondering why they're so bad at the game.
Which I can't even be like, I would say I don't care. I don't need your drama because I can't get behind someone who's so hateful. It's just like,
yeah.
Anyone who, I don't want to go into politics, but like, you support Trump, bye. Like, I just can't even, my brain, especially with the way things are, like, nope. So yes, I sound very hypocritical, but I'm just being for real. When I'm watching now, I'm like, gosh, it's like, I kind of wish he would just come and like do something crazy and leave, you know?
Well, the reunion, I'm sure, will have plenty of moments like that. Final couple questions before we round this out. For an anxious person, if there's anybody like me who wants to apply for the Traitors civilian, and we have a couple weeks to do so, would you say any advice for an anxious person on an SSRI? What advice do you have for an anxious person who wants to be on the Traitors?
Just do it. Just apply. Like, oh my gosh. And I tell people this with Survivor. I'm lumping this into just applications in general or applying in general. If I would have given up on myself, I would have never have gotten on. And obviously getting on Survivor led me to Traitors, but it's like, I was rejected. I was told, like, you know, I had applied two other times and one of the times they had said, like, you're too similar to someone else or something. And I'm like, and I remember when I got the call for 44, the initial call that just like, hey, I was like, and if you don't pick me this time, I'm not changing anything about. And I'm like, why did I say that? But whatever, I was a little mad anyway. Don't change anything about yourself. If you don't hear something right away, don't go and then try to apply again as a different version. And if you are a little anxious, or if you then say it, there's nothing better than, it's just like if you were to go give a speech and you just literally start by saying like, I'm a little anxious today, talk about that. But it's so obvious when people go into an audition thing and are like, or an application, hi, like, shut up, do you talk like that? So like, I don't have a cute voice, I don't have a professional voice, I don't have a voice that like, I always have the same voice. So like, just do, maybe you want to be alone when you do your video, do it alone in a space. Maybe I always tell people too, sometimes doing it in your car is more of like a safe zone, or like while you're, you know, but you don't need anything fancy. You don't, just be you. And if you're anxious, say, I'm anxious and I'm on meds.
And you know what? That we're making merch. I'm anxious and I'm on meds. Listen, Carolyn, you were giving good advice. You are saying to double down on who you are and also just send the fucking email, put in the application. You've had to do it many times to get to where you are. And if you hadn't, we would not be so lucky to have all of your magic on screen and on our devices. And I have to say, Carolyn, every chance I have to chat with you is a gosh darn blessing. So I'm really grateful you came on this gay-ass podcast again. And I would love to know where people can follow you and if there's anything else you would like for them to know.
I hope I wasn't too depressed. The ice stuff has been getting me down, though, to be
real. Girl, you are, like you're saying, you're being real. And again, February is canonically the worst time of year.
I feel like December, I was so overwhelmed by, like, even just, like, traveling. And then January, I went into hibernation. And now I, like, or not, well, I went into hibernation. And then, like, it's just been a lot. You can find me, where can you find me?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Carolyn Rose. I'm trying to get that name changed. I want it just Carolyn Uyghur.
Meta. Listen up.
It won't even let me change my name right now. It's like, you need to get permission. Annoying. Anyways. But Carolyn Rose with zero is like, you try saying that every time. It sucks.
Like, I put the link in the description so everybody can follow
you. Know what I'm
you.
Saying? Like, oh.
Girl, my email address is, I'm not going to say, but it's devastating. My first screen name on AOL was Cart Warrick for Cartwheel Eric. We've all made choices that we regret, but we're living to tell the tale. And
what
that's
does
okay.
that mean?
I used to do gymnastics as a closet case, and so Cartwheel Eric. Ooh. My dad was like, what about Cart Warrick? And I was like, perfect. Had it for
That's
years.
Cute. That's
had it for
though.
Years as a closet case in high school. I'm on AIM. Yeah, I'm straight. Said Cartwheel Eric. Anywho,
are you still flexible?
No, because my depressive slump led me to sitting in a chair for years and not doing a single stretch. Although I'm going back to the gym now, but my flexibility. When I was in college, I did a show where I did the full splits. So I was
Get
like 19, 20.
It.
I need to. I know it's possible, but I need to.
I do a headstand a day just so I can stay regulated, but also just so I can, like, not. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to, like, wake up one day and not be able to do a headstand. But it centers me. It centers me. And I remember on Survivor, I always wanted to, like, I didn't want to be that asshole who's, like, trying to get attention on.
Right.
And so I would hide. I would hide and be like, I'm going to the bathroom. And then I would go and I would do them, like, away
Cut
from.
Cut you doing a full headstand.
And, I finally did one at the way end. I'm like, screw this. I'm doing it on the beach. And, of course, they capture it because I'm like, this helps me to center. But I also don't want to lose the magic of being able to do it. So get
Listen.
On your knees and split.
You heard it here first. Are you doing your headstand freestanding or against a wall?
Oh, freestand.
God, Carolyn, come
on. And I'm
on.
Why can I still do it? Because I do it every day. But I recently started lifting weights and I'm going to be strong. And so, but I never stopped doing the headstand because it's something that I didn't want to lose. That's your splits, man. You think of it. You're at a party, you're out like at the grocery store and you want to show someone, look what I can do. And you break down. It's pretty cool.
Okay, this is inspiring me. I'm going to take Carolyn's headstand and turn it into my splits. And I also might try a headstand because it's been
fun.
A while. All right, well, I'm going to keep you posted on my splits journey. I'm going to get on my knees and make my dreams come true.
Got it.
Carolyn, congrats on being you. Thanks for being here. And I hope to get to chat with you very soon.
Thank you.
Mwah.
Dude, my knee is absolutely cooked. I feel like I'm 70.
You tapping out already?
Yeah, man. My knee's telling me to retire.
Bro, you're never going to feel young again if you're still rocking those crusty knee sleeves from 2005.
What?
IncrediWear, dude. The IncrediWear knee sleeve.
What the hell is that?
This is what the pros use. Four of the last five NBA MVPs wore IncrediWear. It's not squeeze your knee until it's numb compression. It actually increases blood flow and speeds recovery. Less pain, better healing. And the best part? Wear it all day and walk like you're not 80.
Wait, so it's not just cutting off my circulation and hoping for the best?
Nope, it actually works. So you coming back in? Or are you going to sit there and feel old?
All right, let's go.
Stop letting your knees bench you. Go to freesocks.com, grab the IncrediWear knee sleeve, and get a free pair of IncrediWear socks. FreeSox.com and get a free pair of socks with your knee sleeve purchase. Get back in the game.